Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Deeper Waters podcast. My name is Andrea. I'm here with Brandon.
What's up?
And we are joined with a very special guest, Senior Elena Repo.
What an intro.
I know. That was good. Honestly, I had a panic moment there that I was going to call you by one of your sister's names for Elise. A second. So I was like, get the right name. Get the right name. You got it.
I feel like that'd be better than like, and Pete. No, Elena.
I mean, I am wearing a sweatshirt today. So.
Amazing.
So good. But we are really glad that you guys are tuned in. As a reminder, this podcast is sponsored by the CCC Cafe. So the first person to go and order and say the word faith to whoever is working in the cafe, bonus points if it's Faith that's working in the cafe when you say faith to her.
Well, the last, I think when Johnny was on last week, he encouraged everybody sing Joy to the World.
Ooh.
And maybe they get a medium. I don't know if that actually happened.
Yeah, right. But go and say the word faith to whoever is working in the cafe, and you'll get a free small drink. Podcast is uploaded again every Wednesday afternoon, can be found Podbean, Spotify, about just combined them all together. You know where they're found. If you're listening or watching, you found it. So awesome work. We will be off next week, 2 weeks. 1 week, 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
2 weeks we're off. Yeah. Real life processing right there. We'll be off for the next 2 weeks.
The second week of January, we'll be back.
Yes. So
whatever date that is.
If you're, you know, over winter break, you're really sad that we don't have new episodes, maybe go back and catch up on some that you missed. But we'll be back the second week of January. A couple other announcements for you guys this week. If you're watching or listening to this on the day it comes out, Wednesday Night Hangs. Tonight, after Awana, we'll be watching a Christmas movie. Do you want to say what Christmas movie that would be, or find out?
Come find out.
Amazing.
Not definitely because I haven't chosen yet.
Amazing. Also, you know, don't want to get in trouble with licensing things, I'm sure.
Right, yeah, that was
definitely
the reason.
Definitely right. He has it picked. He totally knows.
Yeah.
He totally knows.
I can't lie. We've been watching Survivor, and I'm like, I could go on it. And every single time I say that, Heidi's like, no, you can't. You can't lie. Like, you will lose. So I can't lie. Yeah. I haven't chosen it yet.
All right. And then, again, reminder, no impact for the next couple of weeks because we'll be off for Christmas Eve and then New Year's Eve. So enjoy that time with your friends and your family hanging out. It's a great week. I know you guys are always sad when we don't have impact, but it's a great break for our leaders. And so as you're thinking about how sad you are at impact, not be at impact, maybe shoot a text to your leader and just say how much you appreciate them and what they do. Because without them, we wouldn't be able to make it as awesome as it is. So, and then also missions trips, the deadline. This is the last time we will be able to say to you that missions trips you can still sign up for, okay? So 31st is the deadline. Make sure that you sign up for that. It's going to be awesome, all of our trips. We're super excited for, so be sure to sign up for that. And then last but certainly not least, we have Winter Camp 2024, which we're so excited for. That registration will come out January 1st, so you can jump right on there. There's a discount if you register before or during January. So price goes up in February. So be sure to get on that. So, song we're listening to this week. You want to tell us about it, Brandon? I'd
love to.
Great.
It's like a old, it's what is it? A
oldie buddy goodie?
Yeah, but there's like a new hymn.
Oh, like a remix type situation?
Kind of.
Mashup?
Nope. It's just Passionate and Old. Oh, come all you faithful. It's Oh Come All You Faithful, but His name shall be like Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. And I think it's just a great reminder of a good Christmas song, but then that added of like, this is who he is, like those who are coming, like this is who we get to praise and this is who we get to celebrate the coming of our Savior. So I think it's just a really great song for this time of year. And
yeah,
that's all I have to say to it. Oh, it's great.
Amazing.
We'll sing it this weekend. So
great.
come worship to it.
We're excited. So each episode this month, we've been asking our guests this question. So we're going to kick it off strong with our repeating question. Okay. What is your favorite holiday tradition?
Okay, so honestly, we have, like, we do the same thing every single Christmas, so there's nothing really different. But one thing that, like, us Reapfell girls have always loved is that my mom, we never did the Santa thing when we were younger, so they never, like, told us that Santa was real or anything. We just figured that out ourselves. And so one thing we always do is my mom takes one of us girls and we go out shopping for the other girls. And I just feel like that's just more, like, intimate with your family.
Yeah.
And so then she gets us excited about giving rather than like just receiving it. Yeah. So I always think that's like one of my favorite things, honestly. Or she always picks us out an ornament each year to hang on the tree, and she'll gift it to us as a gift. And it has something to do with like the year, what we've done, what we've been through. And so like when I was obsessed with Finding Nemo, she got me a Finding Nemo one that I'll put on the tree every year. I'm like, we have a Little Einsteins one that plays the song that we hang on the tree. So, like, stuff like that.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. That's always a fun one, too, that then every year, like, my grandparents did the same thing. So, like, every year when I'm, like, hanging up the ornaments, I'm like, oh, yeah, yes. I remember the phase when I was into the Barbie, like, into Barbie. I have, like, four Barbies. I'm like, yep, that was a phase, you know. Yeah. So that's really fun, a fun tradition.
Yeah.
Brandon, I know you've already answered this, but have you thought of any other fun family traditions you want to share this week?
Honestly, my grandma did the same thing.
Amazing.
They're in a box in my garage.
They're not even on your tree?
No, I know, I'm the worst, but...
Oh, sad.
I know. Yeah.
Was so sad.
She probably... I'm sorry, Grandma. Sorry, Grandma. And if you're listening, I love you.
There you go.
But yeah, I think... did I say this last time? Watching A Wonderful Life?
Yes.
Yeah, I did say that last time.
Because you time it out so that you end it at midnight and then you open it.
Yeah. That's so fun. That is a good one. Mm-hmm. My mom's cooking. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just good so stuff. Good.
Just don't try and describe anything.
No, because I don't do it justice.
Because you don't do it justice. I don't do it well. And then it sounds bad. And
it.
That was like one of our first podcasts.
Yeah, it was a first seasoned podcast mistake on my part.
Rookie mistake. It's fine. It's fine. We've grown.
We've grown a lot. As you can see our setup now, we've definitely grown a lot.
I love it. No more janky mics. All right. Other fun question. Best Christmas movie of all time. So not necessarily even your favorite, but if you had to argue, like, what is the best Christmas movie of all time, what would you say?
Okay. I might get some hate, but Polar Express.
Hands down.
Wow, it's fast.
That's shocking.
It's like, even though the CGI is so bad, like it's the bad. Eyes are freaky, the hands are freaky, everything. It's just
that's classic. What my argument against that was. Like, I feel uncomfortable watching the movie.
But it's just so good. We watch it every Christmas Eve, so it's kind of like a
it's another
tradition. Another tradition.
And so is it the best or the just best. One of your the favorite?
Best. The best.
I feel like you have to define that difference.
It's just the best. It makes me all warm and cozy, you know?
Do you drink hot cocoa while you watch it?
No. I snuggle up with my mom.
Oh, that's cute.
That's sweet. So all Polar Express is the best because Elena gets to snuggle up with her mom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, Brandon, how about you?
There is a lot of great Christmas movies out there.
The Polar Express.
And Polar Express, I don't usually describe it as great.
I wouldn't even put it on top 10. I'm sorry to say, but it just freaks me out. I'm sorry.
But it's Tom Hanks. He's so good.
It's true. It's true. Yeah. He maybe moves it into top 10.
I forgot that Tom Hanks is in it, maybe because he is.
I'll move it up to top 10 because of Yep.
When I think of best when it comes to opinionated things, right? You have to think of, I'm going in on this.
He's going in on it.
You have to think about like, what do people, like, when you say this movie, what is the general response to that said movie, right? And so, like, to Star Wars fans...
This buildup is too much.
I know, it's a lot. But if you say Star Wars Episode 8 is the best, everyone's going to start throwing rocks at you because that's generally agreed not to be a good movie. However, with Christmas, I feel like it comes down to a few. And I don't like saying it's the best, but I feel like Elf.
No.
It puts itself up there.
You think because it's the best too?
I think, like, there is no other Christmas movie that is shown more on TV than Elf.
But what about your opinion?
In my opinion, it's the Santa Claus. In my opinion, it's
the Santa Claus. If the question was favorite Christmas movie, okay, that's what you
use. It has great plot, great climax, great conflict, all of it. It's so good. But I feel like the general population doesn't have the best taste in Christmas movies, so they're going to go with Elf.
Yeah, I would say that, the best is probably Elf, just because, again, like, the visibility of it, like, it's on very often.
Yeah.
Like, the range of it, too. Like, there are things in it that kids love, but then there's also some, like, more adult humor in it that, like, it appeals to them. The quotability of it.
Yeah,
that's huge. I mean, the things that you, like, will say, like, I mean,
that's I think it's probably the most quotable Christmas movie.
For sure the most quotable Christmas movie. So, for all those reasons. I feel like I'm on Shark Tank or something.
For all these reasons.
Please buy into my company. So, yes, Elf, I think. I mean. And I get to educate young ones about what a VCR is with my Elf shirt. So, you know, that's another joy of it. But anyways, as we shift to a little bit more serious notes on all the Christmas fun, what is something about the Christmas season that causes you to have an awe of who Jesus is?
Honestly, like, first of all, going to Christmas Eve service, that always, oh my word, hits hard. Like, especially with, like, the candles going out, like, and hearing the congregation sing together, I'm just like, ooh.
Yeah.
Like, having that many people together singing about, like, how much God loves us is insane. I also feel like just looking into the story of, like, how Jesus came to be. And, like, it just seems like such, like, a childlike story now where it's just like, oh, the three wise men, blah, blah, Mary and Joseph. Yeah, but, like, one thing me and Elise were actually talking about was that we probably don't realize how much Mary and Joseph were, like, mocked, like, shamed, like, backs were probably turned on them just because, like, she was younger than me, I think, in the story.
Yeah, she was probably, so like 13, 14, 14, 15.
Like, so I'm like, especially that age, that was definitely looked down upon. So, like, also seeing that play into the part of the story, it's just, I don't know, I just find that really cool.
Yeah. I'd agree about the Christmas Eve services, like, a couple weeks ago during our middle school message, like, we were talking about things that bring us joy during this season, and there's a lot of them, but if we had to narrow it down to top three, and, like, singing Silent Night by candlelight, like, it's just, again, it's this idea of, like, all of these people coming together, like, singing and proclaiming, like, this truth that is so foundational to our faith is just, again, like, just gives me goosebumps and is such a cool thing to really think about again, the humility of Jesus coming down. And I think, too, for me, like, I think about, you know, this year I've been spending a lot of time in the Gospels, and it's, like, made me really excited to, like, dig back into the Old Testament, especially as I've drawn near to, like, Christmas time because of, like, again, as I said at the Christmas party, like, this story didn't begin, like, in the Gospels, but it started way before that. And you see that, you know, woven throughout all of Scripture, that even from the very beginning in Genesis, like, when humanity fell, like, God had a plan even then to redeem us. And so I just, like, that gives me so much awe that over thousands of years, like, he had a plan. And, like, he just patiently awaited that time for his plan to come to fruition. And, like, that just, I am in such awe of it, because partially probably because I'm such an impatient person. So like, you know, like, for God to have waited that long and to just see the cycles of humanity and the brokenness and not just want to, like, swoop in and fix it then, like, you know, he waited patiently and he had all of these other pieces come together. And so that's just incredible to think about for me.
Yeah, like, going based off of what you said, just, like, how everybody thought he was going to come. Like, mm-hmm. like this huge kingly, like, characteristics of just, like, bold. He's going to rescue them from Rome and all of these things, establish an earthly kingdom mm-hmm. through Israel. And, like, God said, no, like, we're going to do it this way. And this is actually the character that I desire out of my people and those that want to follow me. And, yeah, I think that's just crazy to think about that, like, no, this is the way I'm going to save humanity. It's not going to be in this, like, I'm not going to come in and just force it down on everybody. I'm not going to just destroy mm-hmm. people, but I'm going to come in such a way that's, like, serving and loving and caring for humanity and all of humanity, not just Israel, but all of humanity in such a way that, like, other people can join in mm-hmm. on his plan. And I think that's just, that of itself is just worthy of mm-hmm. being praised. Yeah. So.
And I think, too, with that, like you said, like, he doesn't come and force it upon us because, like, if that were the case, like, we would be submitting, but we wouldn't be loving him, mm-hmm. you know? Like, we would be forced to do it if he was forcing, you know, if there was that force piece. And so, like, he wants us to, like, truly love him in the way that he showed us love. And so, like, that is a free choice, like, when you have the power to, like, you can make people do whatever you wanted, and yet, like, he leaves that to mm-hmm. us. I think that's just, again, an incredible thing. So talking again about the humility, we've talked about that a lot lately, of Jesus. And what are some things that we can do to show humility while celebrating Christmas?
Okay, so I actually have a verse for this one because it was in my devotional the other day.
Love it.
Nice.
Love
Amazing.
It.
Amazing.
It's found in Philippians 2. What verse is it? 2:6. Sorry, I don't have my glasses on, so it's going to be interesting. but it's Christ's example of humility, and it's, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, mm-hmm. but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even on a cross. So, like, I have some notes in here as well. But, like, with that, I thought of three things. First of all, we have to, like, remember who loves us, who gives us, mm-hmm. like, all their love. That is God, obviously. Like, his value towards us is just, like, incredible. Mm-hmm. And that's the only person we really need to, like, look upon for that love and value. And then, two, like, remember where we are. This is obviously not heaven. There is pain. There's suffering. Mm-hmm. There is guilt, shame, during the holidays especially. Like, mm-hmm. so be a blessing towards others. Be a humble servant towards God, obviously, mm-hmm. and, like, help others through that because the holidays aren't always easy for everybody. Yeah. And then the third thing I wrote down is remember why you're here. Obviously, God sent down his one and only son for us, so we need to be obedient servants towards him, mm-hmm. like Jesus was towards his father. So, mm-hmm.
amazing.
Yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm. That's great stuff. And I think remembering, like, it's a broken world mm-hmm. is a huge point because, mm-hmm. like, most likely all of us are going to be with some sort of family members that mm-hmm. there's a high chance that we're not going to get along or agree with all of them. And I think to remember, like, no, this is a sinful world, and what I would in my flesh want to do to this person is not what Jesus would rather me do to this person. Yeah. And I think that's a good, just be like, all right, hold on. This is a broken world. Like, this is result of sin that we are conflict right now. Yeah. And mm-hmm. you know, how can we present ourselves in a way that's like the same way that Jesus presented himself to us? Mm-hmm. And I think that's a really, really important thing to remember as we're heading into the season.
Mm-hmm. And I think, like, making it really practically, like, Jesus came and he served. Like, he is the King of Kings, like, and yet he washed the disciples' feet, which is the dirtiest of the dirty jobs, like, back then. And, like, thinking about that, like, practically as you step into your holidays, like, what's that one chore you hate to do at the holidays? For me, it's dishes.
I was about to say the same thing.
I'm like, can we do paper plates? Like, is that okay? But, like, think about those things that you're like, oh, I really hope I don't get asked to do that. Or, like, I really hope other people do that. Or, you know, and, like, mm-hmm. think about those things and, like, how can you serve, you know, if your moms or grandparents or aunts or uncles or dad or whoever is like making like food, like think, like ask, how can you, like, how can I help? Or again, be the first to step up and volunteer to help clear the tables, do the dishes, things like that. Again, very, very practically being willing to serve and like show humility in that way of like not just showing up to Christmas, like wherever you're going and being like, all right, it's Christmas, like I'm on break, like serve me. Like, how do you have that attitude like Jesus did of like showing up to serve, not to be served, I think is a huge thing.
I totally do that. I'll be honest. It's
hard not to.
Well, like, I'm going driving all the way down to Georgia for Christmas. Yeah. And so, like, I'm going to get there and be like, hey, I'm look, so I drove here.
Like, I showed up. My presence is. Yeah.
Like, I'm like, who's weakest for dishes? Of the siblings. Yep. Oh, my sister, you're the one living here? Yeah, you get a. I did my time, you do your time.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's not how Jesus went about things. Yeah. And it was a very much a, no, he served when he deserved to be served. Mm-hmm. Right. And even though in my flesh, I think my sister deserves to do all of the dishes. Where can I also step up? And so I think it's a great question for you guys as listeners to ask that yourselves, like, even if you feel like someone deserves to do that, there's more work, and you step up and do that.
I also feel like one thing we need to remember during Christmas is that it's literally all about Jesus. Like, we get so wrapped around the axle that it's like, there's gifts, there's food, there's sweets, and you're with family. Like, obviously that's important that you're with family, because... But have you guys ever heard of The Way UK? It's like a... United Kingdom.
I don't know much about it, but like I've heard of it.
So me and Elise were watching something, and they basically go out and they ask the public like questions about Jesus to like see how much they know or anything. And one like last week was, is Christmas about Jesus? And 90% of everybody said, no, it's not. And I just like, they could even be Christians. And they're just like, no, it's not. It's more about like the family gathering, but like, we just need to realize that it's all because of him. Like,
absolutely,
it's all because of God's love towards us. It's all because, like, he sent his son here. But, yeah, I just found that interesting that, like, so many people forget, especially in our society today, that, like, it's just about, like, what you receive instead of what we have already received.
Yeah. And I think, like, I sneak peek at the Tiny Mike video that will be coming out. But, you know, one of the questions that they were going around asking was, like, what's the best gift you've ever received? And the senior elves all answered, Jesus. And it's, like, one of those things that I feel like when we're asked that question and we say Jesus is the answer, it's like, oh, yeah, that's, like, the cheesy, like, Christian
Sunday
answer.
School, good job.
But, like... It really is. Like, you know, we make it such a joke of like, oh, yeah, Jesus is the best gift. But he is. And like, you know, and I think especially this time of year to really take time and to reflect, like, that's the ultimate display of humility of like, it's not about me. It's not about the presence. It's not about like the family gatherings. Although all of those things are great, like it is about him. And so I think that's a really important reminder. So. Any other final thoughts as we depart from the podcast in 2023?
Wow.
Any, I know. Any final words you guys want to leave with our listeners?
I think to kind of wrap up a lot of what's been said, I feel like in this, that like Jesus is why. Christmas is a thing, like it's the reason we get to celebrate.
Yeah.
Like it's only because of him, and the best way to show that to people is by serving others. By taking on humility and like serving other people and being humble about it. That's the best way. It's not like yelling at your relative or being rude or whatever it is and telling people they're wrong and you're right. It's by serving them and loving them. That's the best way to show Jesus to your relatives, so, or to whoever else, your friends.
Yeah, absolutely. Any other parting wisdom you want to share, Senior Alina?
I don't think I got anything.
Hey, that's okay. That's okay. So to close out with our final question, as we have all season long, what are your next steps, specifically as you think about walking towards Christmas? What is a practical kind of next step that you're wanting to do to walk a deeper life with Jesus?
With the whole humility thing, I think something that I can do is, I've been working on this, is not like judging people based on where they come from. And like, because honestly, you never know what anybody's going through in their life, in their home, anywhere. So like being able to be open with people, being able to like love them just as Christ loves us, and just like opening yourself to everybody.
Awesome. Brandon, how about you?
I actually, we brought it up earlier.
Yeah.
Just doing the dishes when I get to my
house.
I think it's a good
We'll next call step. Your mom later you to call, confirm.
Call my mom. She'll be honest with you.
Oh, I believe it. I believe it. That's awesome. I think my next step as we wrap up this year and move into the next is just to think through. I feel like there are some disciplines that I've worked a lot on this year, but like just continuing to look like, what does it look like to take the next step in those disciplines? Because again, like there's always more. It's not like, oh yeah, I started practicing fasting and I've done it once or twice now, like I'm good. Like, you know, it's that continual growth in those disciplines. And so just continuing to be prayerful about like, okay, Lord, what are you asking me to do in this? So that's mine. But we just want to say thanks, guys, for listening or watching the podcast. Again, as always, if you ever have any questions, whether it's about something we discussed today on the podcast or just anything in general, we'd love to chat with you. We love you guys deeply. We care about you. We hope you have a very Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year. We're excited to kick off the new year with you guys in just a few weeks. So with all that being said, we say to you, go and be more like Jesus.